Welcome to Strength for Today, the preaching ministry of the Central Florida Bible Church, an independent, fundamental, non-denominational Bible church in Winter Park, seeking to proclaim the whole counsel of God, to point all to a saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, and to do all, as stated in Revelation 1:9, for the Word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ. Our speaker is Central Florida Bible Church's pastor, John Pereira. You may wish to have paper and pen for important information following the message. For more information regarding prior broadcast and other sermons by Pastor John, please visit our website, www.strengthfortoday.info. That's www.strengthfortoday.info. Now, here is Pastor John proclaiming the strength for today.
Today, our message in our Strength for Today Bible broadcast is entitled, Comforting Words in a Chaotic World. The words of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, that are found in Revelation chapter 1, verses 17 and 18, provide for us in our Strength for Today Bible broadcast, Comforting Words in a Chaotic World. Fear not, I am the first and the last. I am he that liveth and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And I have the keys of hell and of death. A little boy and his father were driving down a country road on a beautiful spring afternoon. Suddenly, out of nowhere, a bumblebee flew in the car window. Since the little boy was deathly allergic to bee stings, he was petrified. But suddenly, the father quickly reached out and grabbed the bee, and he squeezed it in his hand, and then he released it. But as soon as he let it go, the young son became frantic again as it buzzed by the little boy. His father saw his son's panic-stricken face. Once again, the father reached out his hand, but this time he pointed to his finger. There, still stuck in the skin of his finger, was the stinger of the bee. "Do you see this, son? You don't need to be afraid anymore. I've taken the sting for you. Oh, that old bee can go around and make a lot of noise, but it's harmless because I've taken the sting." These words are the message of our resurrected Lord in Revelation 1, verses 17 and 18. We don't need to be afraid of death anymore. Christ faced death for us. And by His victory, we're saved from sin. Christ has taken the sting. Oh, what comforting words in a chaotic world. We have a Savior that not only took the sting of death for us, but He is alive forevermore, and He's in control of our lives and our circumstances. In 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 22, Jesus encourages us through the inspired words of the Apostle Paul when he writes, "Where, O death, is your sting? Indeed, Christ has taken the sting for us, hasn't He? He has risen. Fear is gone. New life is ours." Every victory that Jesus Christ experienced over sin, over the grave, over death, over testing and temptation is ours in Christ Jesus. The Word of God says that Christ has given unto us all things that pertain to life and godliness. Are you living on victory side? I ask you today, as you're listening to my words. This morning, we're going to be looking at four reasons why we do not need to fear. I want you to notice the first reason why we need not fear in this world or in the world to come is because our Lord is timeless. Notice Jesus said in Revelation chapter 1 and verse 17 and 18, I am the first and the last. Our Lord is the first and the last. You'll notice in Revelation chapter 1 and verse 8, Jesus also said, I am the Alpha and the Omega. Alpha is the first letter of the Greek alphabet, the New Testament having been written in Koine Greek. Alpha, I am the first. Omega, I am the last. The first letter of the alphabet, Alpha. The last letter of the alphabet, Omega. Our Lord is describing His timelessness, His eternality. Don't listen to the cults who tell you that Jesus Christ was a created being, simply an angel. Our Savior is co-eternal with the Father. And only an eternal divine being equal to God would be able to satisfy the righteous, just demands of an eternal God. And Jesus is timeless. That's the first reason why we should not fear. Isaiah 57 and verse 15, speaking of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, it says He inhabits eternity. That means that He's in charge of history. History, when properly understood from a Christ-centered, Bible-centered perspective, is actually His story. His story of His workings of redemption among mankind. He's in charge of history. But isn't it comforting to know, as you listen to my words today, that He is in charge of circumstances in your life? He knows more than you do. He knows more than I do, because He's been around more. He's in charge of events and even political leaders. The heart of the king is in the hand of the Lord. I want you to note His position in the book of Revelation. He is the one who knows the things which have been, the things that are, and the things that shall be hereafter. And our Lord is timeless. He's not bound by time, because time is a creation of God. And God cannot be bound by His own creation. Oh yes, the first reason why you need not fear in a chaotic world, it is because our Lord is timeless. You know, if I were to take a vacation and go to a certain part of the country, I would want to speak with someone who had already been there. I would like to speak to someone who had experienced being there, knew exactly where to go. Oftentimes, family members will come and visit us, and they'll want to go to Walt Disney World. And they'll ask us questions. Where's the best place to start? What are the best things to see? And we're able to tell them and give them information as to how to make the best use of their time with a minimal amount of walking. Well, isn't it interesting? If you're concerned about your life, if you're concerned about trials and testings that are facing your life today, doesn't it make sense, folks, to go to someone who's already been there, who sees the eternal present before him? Consult with the one who has been there. Have you taken time to be in prayer with the Lord, the one that has been there? Have you taken time to go to the Word of God this morning and receive your instructions and your strength for the day? Isn't it wonderful that God has given to us our instruction manual? But like too many parents, at Christmas time, we try to put things together without reading the instructions, only to miserably fail and then have to go to the instruction manual after all. Our Lord is timeless. That's the first reason why we should not fear. But I want you to notice with me that He's timeless, and He wants to give us direction, and He wants to lead us. I'm sure that there may be some atheists listening to my voice today, and you just happen to fumble through the radio station. But it's a divine appointment that God has given you to listen to the truth on this radio station from me and from other speakers that you may have opportunity to hear. But you know, liberals and modernists and atheists promise a lot on the trip of life, don't they? But remember, it's the landing that really counts when you go on vacation. A lot of people can make promises on the way up, but it's the landing that really counts. I want to put my trust on someone who can get me to where I want to go. And my goal is to be with the Lord for all eternity. And it's Jesus Christ, the one who utters these words, "Fear not, I am the first and the last. I am He that liveth and was dead. Behold, I am alive forevermore. I have the keys of hell and of death." He is the one in whom I can put my faith and trust in. Through His precious blood, He's been there and He's been back. And He's on the victory side. And He has landed. And it's not just the takeoff, but it's the landing that counts. The second reason why we ought not to fear is not only because our Lord is timeless, but because our Lord is triumphant. He says, notice in Revelation 1 and verse 18, "I am He that liveth and was dead." The Greek language is crystal clear here in this passage. He's literally saying, "I am He that liveth and became dead." And it's in the middle voice which speaks of His becoming dead of Himself. In other words, He willingly gave up His life. No man took it from Him. In the book of Philippians chapter 2, the Word of God says that Jesus Christ became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. For Jesus Christ, death was an obedience. For us, death is a necessity. Hebrews 9:27 says, "As it is appointed unto man once to die, and after that the judgment. But our Lord obediently came, voluntarily, willingly. He became dead of Himself." John chapter 10 and verse 17 further elucidates this truth when Jesus said, "Therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life that I might take it again. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father." Oh, our Lord is He that liveth and was dead. But then He declares His triumphant victory when He continues to say, "And behold, I am alive forevermore." Isn't it wonderful? He is alive forevermore. That Greek word forevermore is literally, I am alive unto the ages of the ages. That's why the prophet Daniel describes the Lord as the Ancient of Days. In Isaiah, he's called the Father of Eternity. Our Lord is triumphant, and He is alive forevermore, and His promises, folks, will not fail. He'll always be there to safeguard them for you. And that's why these are comforting words for you and for me in a chaotic world. In a world that doesn't make sense, in a world that is full of discord, in a world that makes treaties and breaks them, in a world where there's war and rumors of war and confusion and broken promises and broken homes, our Lord stands firm like a rock. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. You can build your life. You can build your hopes. You can build your family. You can build your legacy on a solid rock, the Lord Jesus Christ, and not on the shifting sand of society and the world's thinking. Oh, the first reason why we need not fear is because our Lord is timeless. Secondly, our Lord is triumphant. But thirdly, I want you to notice in Revelation 1:18, we need not fear because our Lord is true. He says in Revelation chapter 1 and verse 18, I am the Amen. I am the Amen. He says, I am alive forevermore. Amen. Now the word Amen literally means I am the true one. I am the one who is the source of truth. Paul, writing in 2 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 20, said, for all the promises of God in Him are yea, and in Him Amen, unto the glory of God by us. You know, I must confess that when I preach the Word of God, I'm encouraged when I hear a few amens. But truly, when we proclaim the Word of God, are not His promises true? Are not His promises the Amen? And when you give a sincere Amen to the proclamation of the Word, you're simply declaring that you recognize the Word of God as true. Now, some of you might go home to your local churches, and tomorrow morning you might say Amen, and you might belong to one of these starchy churches where no one ever expresses anything at all. Your pastor might very well have a heart attack. So you better give him a warning, but be sincere. Oh, how wonderful it is that Jesus Christ is the Amen. As a matter of fact, in John 14 and verse 6, Jesus said, I am the way and the truth and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. Isn't it wonderful that our Lord is true? The fourth reason why we need not fear is not only because our Lord is timeless and because He's triumphant and because He's the true one, but our Lord is transcendent. He is above all. He is in charge of all. I want you to notice in verse 18 He says, and I have the keys of hell and of death. The Greek word translated hell in this verse is the word Hades, which is the place of the unsaved departed spirits. When a person dies without the Lord Jesus Christ, he is sent to this place called Hades. In the book of Luke, chapter 16, it is called the place of torment. All unsaved, from Cain all the way down to the present and into the future, indeed, will go to the place of torment. And it is awaiting the great white throne judgment, when then whosoever's name is not found written in the Lamb's Book of Life is cast into the lake of fire. That is the Greek word Gehenna, the lake of fire, which is the eternal place of the lost. But notice, who has the keys to this place of judgment? It is not Satan. It is not man. Hell is not the figment of man's creation and a vestige of puritanical thinking. Hell is a literal place, and it's eternal. And the Word of God tells us Jesus Christ has the keys of hell. Milton, in his book Paradise Lost, fictitiously describes Satan as uttering the words, "Better to rule in hell than to serve in heaven." The truth of the matter is, Satan never ruled in heaven, and he will never rule in hell either. Satan is going to be cast into the eternal lake of fire. Right now, he's the god, small g, of this world. And he's like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. But he is a conquered enemy by the victory of the Lord Jesus Christ. And his sentence awaits him of judgment. But notice, not only does Jesus Christ have the keys to hell, but he also has the keys to death. This is referring to the place where the earthly body lies, the grave. You see, our Lord is transcendent, and he is going to raise up that physical body out of the grave. When a person dies today, the Word of God teaches to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. The spirit and the soul goes immediately, if you're a child of God, up to the presence of the Lord. But your body is still in the grave, awaiting the rapture of the church. But if you do not know Christ as personal Savior, your spirit and soul goes immediately to Hades, that place of temporary judgment until the great white throne. But then when the great white throne judgment takes place, found in the book of Revelation chapter 20 and verse 11, you'll notice the Word of God says, "I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. The books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life, and the dead were judged out of those things that were written according to their works. I saw the sea give up the dead that were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead that were in them." You see, here in the great white throne judgment, we have the spirit and the soul rising up from Hades because they are unsaved and standing present at the great white throne. The grave yields the body. And that's why the Word of God speaks of death in this passage. And together, body, soul, and spirit, the unsaved will stand before a righteous judge because they never had received Jesus Christ as personal Savior. And the Word of God says, "Whosoever's name was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire." The place of eternal judgment. But folks, the comforting words in a chaotic world is that you need not be among the company of these unsaved people. You can be ready for the rapture, the coming of the Lord, to take you to the presence of God in heaven. These are words of encouragement to us. Our Lord is indeed timeless. He says, I am the first and the last. Our Lord is, yes, not only timeless, but triumphant. I am He that liveth and was dead, and I am alive forevermore. Our Lord is true. He says, I am the Amen. He is transcendent. I have the keys of hell and of death. Our Lord purchased the way that we might have everlasting life. God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Have you received the only means of salvation? The one who said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Oh, God's word so clearly says, neither is there salvation in any other. There's no other name given among men under heaven whereby we must be saved. Will you not this day call upon the one who provides comforting words in a chaotic world? Call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Repent of your sins. Receive Him into your heart and life. Make Him the Lord of your life. And indeed, He'll take this convoluted, confused, chaotic world, and He'll turn it around, give you a new reason and purpose for living. He'll forgive you by His precious blood and turn your life around for His glory and give you eternal life and eternal purpose in serving Him. If you do know Christ as personal Savior, I want to challenge you to come daily to the Lord. Find His strength in a chaotic world within His Word. Take the time to pray to the One who is indeed the Lord and Master of our circumstances and of our lives. Seek to receive His wisdom. Trust in Him. I'd like to invite you to contact us at our Strength for Today Bible broadcast. If this broadcast has been a blessing to you this day, you listen to the words of Dr. Charles Schaff as he shares with you how you can get in touch with us. Let me encourage you. Write us. Let us know that we're meeting a great spiritual need in your life. And if you do not have a church home of your own, or you're looking for a good Bible-believing, fundamental church that preaches the Word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ without fear or without compromise, you visit us this Lord's Day at Central Florida Bible Church. And I assure you, the best will be yet to come.
Thank you for tuning in to Strength for Today, the radio preaching ministry of the Central Florida Bible Church that meets in the Goldenrod Station, located in Winter Park, just 3 traffic lights east of Cimarron Boulevard at the intersection of Aloma and Palmetto. For more information about Central Florida Bible Church, to comment on the broadcast, to request a complimentary copy of today's message, or to listen to some of the other almost 900 messages by Pastor John, please visit our website, www.strengthfortoday.info. That's www.strengthfortoday.info. Or you may call Pastor John Pereira at 407-656-9683. That's 407-656-9683. This is Charles Schaff inviting you to come and worship with us tomorrow at the 10 a.m. Bible study classes for all ages and the 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. preaching services. Our prayer service is Wednesday at 7 p.m. May the Lord richly bless you as you go forth to serve Him.